Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend, Terry Neese. Terry's been a great friend of mine for a long time. She's been a great member of our Brain Trust for a long time as well. She's the president, CEO of the Institute for Empowerment, for Economic Empowerment. Let me start over. Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, and she's one of my favorite people on the planet. Terry Neese, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim. Good to hear your voice, and glad to be with you this morning.
Always a pleasure. And you brought somebody with you, haven't you?
I have. Charlene Lake with AT&T, Chief Sustainability Officer for AT&T, and also in charge of public affairs and a sponsor, one of our top sponsors for our Peace Through Business program through the Institute for Economic Empowerment of
Women. AT&T's Vice President of Public Affairs and Chief Sustainability Officer, Charlene Lake. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Good to have you here, and thank you for your support of my friend Terry Neese.
It is a pleasure.
Yeah. So, Terry, remind the audience. Now, you've been here before. We've talked about this before. As my audience knows, I've been following your work. I'm doing everything we can here to support what you're doing. Remind the audience about what you guys are doing and some of the work you're doing to export entrepreneurship, to export liberty, and to help bring some self-determination to some folks in other parts of the world.
Well, we're in our sixth year of working to empower women around the world, here in America as well, but also focused on Afghanistan and Rwanda. We have classes in Afghanistan and Rwanda, staff on the ground, teachers on the ground, where we teach for a full 2 months in both countries every year, February and March.
Who are the teachers?
Manisha Wanafik is one of the teachers in Afghanistan.
Is she from Afghanistan? She is. Okay. These are people who are from those countries who are teachers?
That's right.
Okay.
There's nothing like having a home person, someone who is of the culture that can go in the classroom and teach. Most of the women, 90% of the women speak English. It's their second language.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about business basics during this 8-week program. So they graduate at the end of the 8-week program with their own business plan. None of these women have ever had a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them have never had financial statements, don't really know how to take their products to the marketplace. So it's a terrific 8-week learning program for them.
And there's
around 30 to 35 women in the classroom.
And that's in Afghanistan. This is a country that a little more than 10 years ago, they weren't even allowed to go to school.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And then we select the top 15 out of those countries to come to the United States based on their attendance in the classroom, their scores on their tests, their business plan, those types of things. And then the women arrive here on United States soil July 5th for boot camp, leadership training, mentorship with American women business owners,
mm-hmm.
and an International Women's Economic Summit and graduation in Washington, D.C. They return home on July 25th.
That's a big deal coming up in July. And the same thing, everything you just said, same thing in Rwanda. You've got some great success there. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And so Charlene, AT&T wants to be part of this, don't they?
We absolutely do. We've actually been involved in the program since day one, and we're just pleased and honored to be a sponsor of it.
Besides Terry's charisma, compelling success track record, besides those obvious things, what is AT&T? What is the interest AT&T has in this?
Yeah, well, I would also add Terry has the ability to to take a dollar bill and turn it into a piece of elastic. I've really never seen anybody stretch a sponsor's dollar as far as she does. She just does a fantastic job. There's two broad reasons why we're involved. One is the philosophy really aligns with ATT's values. One of our key values is to unleash human capability and peace through business. You know, that it understands and supports education and diversity and especially the empowerment of the individual, and that's consistent with our values. But the second is the program impact, because the program supports the objective of promoting free markets and stable economies and civil societies around the world. And those are issues that impact us as a business community,
well,
whether
let me ask
their
you
markets
a question.
Domestically or across the globe.
What does AT&T's footprint look like in Rwanda and Afghanistan?
We don't have business there.
Now, folks, that's the answer. I knew the answer to that question, but that tells you something about the country, about this company. They have no profit opportunity in those countries, and yet they're still making this investment. That's genuine, folks. Congratulations, Charlene. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.